Hello, I'm Sergio Gonzalez.
Welcome to Changing the Narrative, Pacoima. Where I live, people don't understand how serious problems are, whether it's from murder happening or even hearing gunshots during the day. I, on the other hand, experienced both of these things at the same time, but didn't hear anything in the news and wondered about it. In this episode, I will interview Eric and Lorenzo Chapman, some of the founders of the Great 180ers, and I want to know what they think of this whole situation. The ability to be able to have a voice is powerful. Hello, my name is Sergio Gonzalez.
Hello, I'm Lorenzo Chapman.
Hello, I'm Eric Chapman.
Today I'm interviewing Eric and Lorenzo about a little story about what happened at my block involving a murder. And in the story, a man murdered someone else, a woman, I think. There was no news about it on, like, any news websites like CNN, nothing about it. So I'm interviewing Eric and Lorenzo if they can relate to it.
Yeah, so, you know, growing up here as well as you are growing up now here in Pacoima, I grew up with my brother seeing a lot of these things happen and having the same questions, like, why isn't this being talked about? Or, like, you know, say something they do show on the news about someone passing away. For us, we would look at that and go, oh, wow, that happens every day here. And not once is it out there in the news. So, yeah, we always had those questions. And it's something that we realized as we got older. A lot of people think that that's just what's normal around here. And so they expect it from neighborhoods like Pacoima or neighborhoods where kids like us grow up. But, you know, as we got older, we realized we wanted to make sure that those things do get talked about and make sure that we do things in our lives to bring light and to bring positivity to our neighborhood. So when things like that do happen, it could be talked about so people end up caring about where we're from a lot more.
And that was Lorenzo, and this is Eric.
Okay. I think Lorenzo covered most of it, but definitely just relating on that topic of feeling that, you know, where we're from isn't important because it isn't talked about, like, when things like that happen. But, you know, still putting the care into it. And even, like, you know, if you know the people, if you know the family, you know, like for us, we dealt with that, whether it was in our own family or friends. And we made sure to, you know, show the love and to spread the word through our friends and making sure that, you know, to let the people know that, you know, they are loved and cared for, and you know, we feel their pain. And at the same time, you know, like Lorenzo was saying, is putting an effort to bring more positivity into the community so that, you know, at times when, you know, things, only the negative is being represented on the news of where we're from, we kind of change that narrative and we, you know, give people more positive reasons to talk about where we're from, you know. And that way also when things like that happen, you know, it is they show the same importance as they would to another community, a community that's more privileged. So that's something that the Great 180ers that we've been doing is trying to bring that more positivity to communities like this, like Pacoima, so that, you know, people care about what's happening over here and don't think that, you know, yeah, whatever happens in Pacoima is irrelevant, you know. So, yeah.
How did it make you feel that that happened in your neighborhood and you didn't see it on the news? Like, what did it make you, how did you feel, and what made you want to talk about that subject?
It made me feel a little bit confused and kind of upset because, like you were saying, the reason why they don't report these things is because they think it happens every day, and that's not really true. So I was confused why something as big as murder wasn't on the news, and a little bit upset because these things actually were happening in the first place. It shouldn't happen, but
yeah, and this is why, like, doing what we're doing right now is so important, to talk about these things, because a lot of people, especially older people, don't they don't hear your guys' opinions. So a lot of times you guys, especially the youth, talking about this really opens an eye. So I just wanted to make sure that you understand that it's great that you're talking about something like this, because if it's never a conversation, then we can never make change, right? So yeah, do you feel like it inspired you to do more positive in your neighborhood?
Yeah, kind of. There's like not really many things in my neighborhood going on. Like every now and then there'd be a person coming, like a homeless person trying to ask for money or whatever, because we live somewhat nearby the little, like there's a bridge with homeless people and we live a little bit nearby and sometimes they come by.
Okay. Did you know the people that passed away or the family?
Not at all. It was just like on the edge of my block that I live in.
And how did you like know that that happened?
Like I said, it was really close. So what happened was there was fireworks going around and we ended up hearing one of them that sounded different and it was a gunshot. And it was like around the time my grandpa was coming home from work and he was coming home and when he was driving he saw it and he told us about what was happening. And there was a man that shot a woman, I think. He said that there was a person that was shot and then they were on the floor and then the person took them to the street.
And in your like opinion, how do you think that we could like help for that to happen, you know, less in our community? Even though, like you said, there's not killings here every day. Some people may make it seem that way, that are not from here. But what do you think would be a way that, you know, what do we need in our community so that, you know, that happens less, like less killings, less negativity? What would you like to see?
I would like to see people to like stop doing these things, because there are also children, like a lot of families with children around here and grandparents, then they probably wouldn't like want to see these things. So I just hope that like people stop doing these bad things. Yeah. Okay, so now we're gonna open it up to the rest of the class to see if anyone else has something to say about this.
Adrian, wait, you guys grew up here? Like, in the city of Pacoima or?
So we're pretty much born and raised in Pacoima. Our family, we have like maybe, we're probably the second generation in Pacoima from our family. Most of our family came from Mexico. But we did grow up out here. We spent a little bit of time in Palmdale, Lancaster. You guys know where that's at? And then, but it was a couple years and then we came out here. We went to Sharp Avenue Elementary. We went to Pacoima Middle School. And then we went to San Fernando High School. So we grew up out here. We walked to school, rode bikes to school. So, you know, really involved in some of the community centers out here. And so born and raised in Pacoima for sure.
What was the sole purpose of the like creation? Like, what was your guys' like goal? Like, for example, like 20 years from now, what would you guys want to be like remembered for as like the Great Winners?
That's a good question. Well, I could say like we're about to hit our 10-year. We actually are, we've been around for 9 years doing community work. Me and my brother, we've actually been doing community work since we were like in middle school and stuff. But as an organization, we're about to hit 10 years. And I would say if we were to go back and say, what would we want to be doing in 10 years? Like, this is exactly what we want to be doing, is even just speaking to the youth and promoting positivity. And like most of you guys came to our center on the field trip. And that was definitely a lifelong goal of ours. Like, you know, one day we were like, we want to have our own space to be able to, you know, work with the community on another level, to be able to travel. You know, we do a lot of our work is here in the valley, in the San Fernando Valley, but we have been able to go all over the world. But to answer like more of your question, like 10 years from now or 20 years from now, still kind of doing the same thing, but on another level. And another goal of ours is to have like a multi-floor facility and kind of like our own little school, you could say, and just promoting that positivity. And I know he has some more things to add to that.
Yeah, like you're saying, that's a major goal. And for us to have more classes like this, you know, because history is important, math is important, all these, English is important, but also the arts and athletics are very important in developing as a young adult. So, you know, really making sure that through organizations like us, we prove to the higher ups that these type of classes were allowing you guys to be more creative and pursue things that you're more interested in are effective. So That's another big goal of ours, is just to have programs like this and in all schools. So it's something that is not just, you know, it's not rare that you guys could go to school. If you want to be in the NBA, if you want to be someone that creates their own podcast or a professional gamer, you could go to school, learn all the important subjects, but also pursue something that you know that you're interested in. And through organizations like us, the Great Winators, and, you know, programs like this, like Connect the Pod, we feel like, you know, we are going to be able to reach those big goals that we have where, you know, like you asked, like, what is our purpose? You know, and our purpose is to inspire you young ones to follow your dreams and passions as long as it's positive. And don't think that anything's too crazy. Don't think that anything's too crazy just because you're a kid from Pacoima. You know, everyone you admired is just a kid from somewhere. It's just that someone believed in them and they believed in themselves.
Do you have any questions for him?
What is something perhaps that you would like to see in the school that you think would make the school better for you?
Maybe more help to the ones that don't have such good grades. To like help them succeed.
Like tutoring and stuff?
Yeah.
Do they have tutoring here?
I think so.
Yeah. Are you talking about more like individual help?
Yeah, for like them.
Okay. Nice. How about you with your head down?
Caesar.
Oh, my name's Caesar Andres Rosales. I think our school would be better if they did more stuff for like sports. My boy Adrian told me that, but like he's like low-key true, you know. Like if there was better stuff for sports, you know, I could be like more athletic. Like I wouldn't be home all day being a little low life, you know. Like I'd be having fun, but like our school, like our sports are like whack. Like I don't even know if they have practices for their teams. Like honestly, oh.
So do you feel like it'll help you focus more on school if they did offer those opportunities with sports? Because there's a balance that you guys have to understand that there has to be, right? Like if they do have something like that for sports, you also have to make sure that you're going to put a similar amount of time into your school.
Yeah, like in high school, if you don't have like above a certain grade, they'll drop you off the team. So if they do that and you're really into the thing, like it'll help you like maintain your grades, you know?
Yeah. Because a lot of other states do have middle school teams where they do compete just like high school. Where in California, we don't have that as much. So you feel like you want that more, like right, like a where you guys could go compete against other middle schools?
Yeah, that'd be a beast.
Organized sports.
And how do you feel like sports helps, like, you know, kids your age, like, stay away from the negatives in the community, like the negative stuff?
If they do stuff like that, they wouldn't have to, like, do drugs to have fun, you know? They could just go outside and play ball. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. One of the things we covered with Oscar and with Adrian was they covered the fact that there are the sports clubs in Pacoima,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that they do a lot of their sports, and like they got good by playing parking lots, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Right, that was. Can you explain what that was?
Well, basically, the point of the episode was basically just trying to spread awareness about how we don't have a lot of sports clubs due to the fact of gangs and drugs and that type of stuff, because it's not safe for children our age, just for anyone, like, to be out on the streets and stuff like that. So it's like, personally, I didn't even start playing basketball on an actual court. I started playing with a bucket and just whatever ball I could have. And then, like, from there, I progressed. And then, like, now I can actually, you know.
Yeah. No, and I think even if you hear, you know, some stories from your favorite athletes and stuff, like a lot of some of the best athletes out there start from that. And that really, like, sometimes when you don't have nothing, it really, you know, you get tested of, like, if you really want it, you know. Because there's kids out there that they kind of get spoon-fed a bunch of opportunities, and sometimes that could backfire, you know. And when you don't have as much, not that it should be that way, but you know, you really see what you want to do or what you have a passion for. And like you said, there wasn't a basketball club or you know, a court or anything like that. So you made something out of nothing. And that is important too, you know, to be able to do that. But at the same time is, you know, again, spreading that awareness, talking about it, because your guys' voices are louder than any adult out there, you know, like all the programs, the schools and all that, they're for you guys, you know. And so being vocal about that is important. important. And at the same time, is also looking, you know, looking deeper, because sometimes people think that there isn't, like I've heard students say there's nothing in Pacoima, like, and there's no opportunities to do anything. But it's also the matter of looking at the right places too, and you know, putting a effort into it. Because some people just say that just because they think it, you know. But like, for example, one of the best wrestling programs in all of, you know, California for sure, and U.S. is in Pacoima. It's in at the Boys and Girls Club. Well, it used to be at the Boys and Girls Club, and now it's at San Fernando High School. But a lot of people, it's a well-established club, but a lot of people still don't know about it. A lot of, like, teenagers and whatnot. And at the same time, as much as it's, like, you got to put in an effort to look for those type of things, you know, those clubs and everything got to do put in an effort to promote it well and make that connection, make that bridge to the schools, because I think that's where the disconnection is there's not really much of a bridge from the schools to these clubs, you know. And that's another thing with us, with the Great Winators, we're trying to show the importance in those bridges, you know, because we can't all just assume that people are going to know, you know, our kids are going to know, our family's going to know. But the fact that you, like you said, you made something out of nothing, that is really important. And sometimes you got to test yourself like that. And you can't just rely on, like, well, I don't have, you know, my Jordans. I don't have a brand new basketball. I don't have a court, so I'm not going to play, you know, basketball. Like, if you really have a passion for something, you're going to make it work. You're going to make it happen no matter what, you know. You're going to find a way. And it's the same for us. Like, since we were younger, we had a huge passion for dance, for break dancing in specific, but we never, you know, had the money to go to a dance studio or, you know, to any of that. So what we ended up doing is we actually got rid of, our parents gave us the option. They said, either you guys have beds to, like, sleep on, or we'll make your room into a little, like, a dance practice space. And we, like, kind of looked at each other and we're like, we'd rather have a place to practice. Like, so we got rid of our beds, and me and him shared a futon for a couple years to sleep on. But because we had such a huge passion for dance, and we knew our parents couldn't take us to a dance studio or anything, we just had a little slab of linoleum, which is like just a piece of floor, and a little closet mirror. And we practiced there 5 hours a day after school. And, you know, we just did it for the love. We didn't know what was going to happen in the future, but, you know, I'm glad we did that because it led to a lot of positive things.
If you guys were, like, more wealthy when you guys were young, what would you guys have done?
That's something I've thought about, because, like, Eric was saying, through all that sacrifice, we were able to travel the world. You know, we've been to Africa, Asia, Canada, been able to do movies and commercials. So a lot of those times that, when we got those opportunities, I was with other kids who did have a lot of wealth, and they weren't as happy, you know. So it's just something that, like, me being in the same position as them, even though we weren't wealthy, there was four of us in my family, so a family of six. You know, we lost our father, so my mom became a single parent, so we were definitely below the poverty line. I don't know, we might have not been as appreciative when we got the opportunities, and maybe it would have made us a little lazier, because we wouldn't have had to work for it. Everything that we've got in life, we've had to work 10 times harder than the person next to us. So it's something that as adults we were very grateful for, because just like you guys were saying about having to be in that parking lot, like having the grind and having us going through adversity is what really gave us the appreciation when we do get the opportunities. Because that's another thing, as when we're young, you guys don't realize the opportunities are there until you start becoming grateful and appreciative of the opportunities. Like, say, like a class like this, you can make amazing things out of those opportunities happen, right? Like, you guys never know, maybe the president or maybe a governor is going to hear this conversation, and this conversation that you guys had in this very classroom could help make a change for when, you know, your kids are in school. And that's the point of things like this. So us not having wealth led to all of this. So it's something that, you know, we who's to say we would have been in this position.
No, yeah, I think definitely if I could go back, I wouldn't, you know, change that really, because of everything he just said, you know, just because of where it's led us, you know. And not to say that, you know,
people need to struggle to succeed, you know, but it definitely helped us. But a lot of our family and friends, it didn't, you know, do the same. So, you know, yeah, but yeah.
So I want to say thank you to Eric and Lorenzo Chapman from the Great 180ers. Thank you for listening. I want to say thank you to Eric and Lorenzo for coming out today. Thank you, Agatha de Santiago, for the tech. You can follow the Great 180ers at Instagram.
Changing the Narrative, Pacoima is made possible by a generous grant from the California Arts Council. To learn more, go to arts.ca.gov.
Thank you.
Thank you to the Great 180ers for coming and spending their time with us.
Thank you for Miss Betsy to come and have this little podcasting class with us, and Miss Andrea.